I showed you the picture at the very beginning of four of the really vulnerable populations that I think there are. But I think that here we are in a community college, here we are in a community, and this is why we need to be thinking about low-dose exposure and about vulnerability. And I start this by showing a picture of my son when he was much younger, probably about 11 then, so just going into adolescence, a really critical time. You see these boys, they're out playing soccer this morning. Lots of people would maybe wish they were there instead of here, but you come here. You look at them and you see them, and you see their lives, and you see who they're going to be when they grow up, and you see all the vitality that they have, and just how their whole life is stretching out before them. But what you need to do when you look at this picture of these boys is count off. Approximately, like this is way too generous, but count off approximately every third boy and pull him off the field, because he's got a lifetime probability of getting cancer. That's how the cancer stats are. So think about that. We're playing five short on every soccer team in this country because of cancer. And I just updated this, and I had to make the numbers smaller, so the incidence is greater, going to the 2008 stats. So if you look at it, if you look at kind of industrial development in Canada, and you think back to the 30s, there was a 1 in 10 lifetime probability of getting cancer. By the 70s, it had been reduced to 1 in 5. Now, for men, it's 1 in 2.2. We're almost getting to every other person, which is a huge cancer rate.